morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, January 16th, 2019. We have 8 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got a big low-pressure system off Northern California that's going to be deepening over the next couple of days and is going to bring us some pretty rowdy weather compared to what we've had over the past few days. We have a gale warning in our marine weather forecast from this afternoon through Thursday evening. Today in our marine weather, we have southeast winds 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25, rising to 30 knots later in the day. We're going to have wind waves from the southeast, 6 feet at 6 seconds apart, and west swells, 8 feet at 15 seconds apart. Rain is likely. So if you think about that, wind waves from local winds from the southeast, swells from the west, they're going to be kind of bumping up against each other out there. That might create something called confused seas, which means kind of sloppy seas, kind of like if you splash your hands around in the bathtub and the waves are sort of coming from all different directions. On Thursday, sea heights could reach 16 feet, and on Thursday night, they could reach 20 feet, according to current predictions. So we'll see what happens there as far as effects on ship traffic. Usually when seas reach 20 feet, the Columbia River bar pilots start restricting ship traffic seriously. I mean, they may stop ship traffic from coming into the river. But as waves rise, they may put the bar on yellow status, which may mean that ships will come in on a case-by-case basis, depending on whether they can handle what's happening out in that restricted area at the mouth of the river that can be so dangerous under bad conditions. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day, and then we'll talk a little bit more about funding for the Coast Guard. We have 2 inbounders today. We have 3 in the Astoria Anchorage, and we have 3 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. We have the Ken Voyager arriving today from China. She's probably going to pass Astoria maybe around 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., something like that, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. So she'll actually be gliding to a stop off the waterfront here. The Penta is arriving from China. She's also headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll pass Astoria, Astoria's downtown, and glide to a stop there probably around midnight. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Kenya. She's headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat. And we have the Josco Huizhou awaiting orders along with the Billy Jim. And the Konya will be leaving about 11:30 this morning to head up to Vancouver to pick up that wheat. In our outbounders, the Sea Melody 1 is leaving Longview with wheat on board at about 7:30 this morning. So about 3.5 hours later, you'll see her pass Astoria. Outbound, the articulated tug and barge rig. She's a Crowley Maritime vessel. Tug and a barge attached together with a big hydraulic pin assembly. Very interesting, relatively newer technology in the tug and barge industry. Leaving Portland around 11 a.m., passing Astoria outbound maybe then around 5 p.m. The Copta Matios is leaving Calama with wheat on board at about 5 p.m., so maybe 10 p.m. outbound past Astoria. Well, we've heard a lot in the news about the effect of the government shutdown on funding for the U.S. Coast Guard. And yesterday was the day that Coast Guard personnel would have been paid, and they were not. So directly related to the shutdown, they apparently are the only branch of the military that has not been paid during the shutdown. And so I talked yesterday with you on the Ship Report about some fundraising efforts for food and just funds to locally here to support our Coast Guard families. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this news item that I found this morning on gcaptain.com. It's from the Reuters News Service. I'll just read it to you. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said on Tuesday that she was working with the White House and Congress to pass legislation to fund the Coast Guard so that its workers could get paid even amid the partial government shutdown. Nielsen wrote on Twitter, like the other branches of the U.S. military, active duty at U.S. Coast Guard should be paid for their service and sacrifice to this nation, unquote. According to the Military Times, about 43,000 Coast Guard employees are working without pay, and another 10,000 are furloughed as the shutdown grinds into its 4th week. The Guard said on Monday it would not be able to make its Tuesday payday, and last week announced it was increasing the amount of interest-free loans available to some members. As part of the Department of Homeland Security, the Coast Guard is charged with blocking illegal immigration and the smuggling of illicit goods into the United States by sea. So there are some efforts then underway at the Washington, D.C. level to secure payment for the Coast Guard. Let's hope that that happens. But I thought, you know, we know something about the Coast Guard here. All of us do who live here because we see the Coast Guard ships. We know that we live in, if you're in Astoria, we live in a Coast Guard city. There are big Coast Guard installations here at Cape Disappointment and at the Air Station Astoria. There's a rescue swimmer and a buoy tender facility at Tongue Point. So lots and lots of Coast Guard, very visible Coast Guard stuff here in the Astoria and Warrenton area. But and certainly if you're just anywhere, you can see the Coast Guard helicopters flying back and forth on rescue missions over our area almost every day, especially at this time of the year. But so I thought I pulled up some statistics about what the Coast Guard does for us every day and what they are doing right now without pay. And just a little thing that is very also puts it in perspective, the Coast Guard, for those 43,000 people, they're smaller. They're the smallest branch of the military. They are smaller than the New York City Police Department, and yet they do all of this for us. So 43,000 plus active duty Coast Guard, 8,000 reservists, about 30,000 Coast Guard auxiliarists. They serve 3.4 million square miles of water, of coastal water around our country. In a single year, the Coast Guard responds to almost 20,000 search and rescue cases. They save about 4,000 lives and more than $77 million in property. They conducted 22,500 container inspections. This is in an average year. 5,000 facility safety and marine pollution-related inspections. And about 2,000 cargo transfer monitors to ensure safety and environmental stewardship in the maritime domain. So not only are they handling all these rescues, but they're handling the safety of the ships that come into the river here and at ports all over the U.S. To that end, they screened in an average year over about 450,000 vessels, including commercial vessels and 29.5 million crew members and passengers on those vessels. What happens during an average day for the Coast Guard? Small boats are underway for 396 sorties and missions every day in the Coast Guard. Aircraft fly 164 missions, logs 324 hours, of which 19 hours are flown off patrolling cutters. And at this time of year in certain parts of the world, it's icy. In the Great Lakes here in the U.S., it's icy. So there, icebreakers and buoy tenders assist almost 200,000 tons of shipping daily during the Great Lakes ice season. So, you know, even on a good day, we owe our Coast Guard folks so much. So many rescues happen here. We live in the graveyard of the Pacific. People are going out for recreational and commercial purposes on vessels here year-round, but especially at this time of day when our fishermen are out there working so hard to catch crab and under great risk. The Coast Guard is out there risking their lives as well. For every boat that gets in trouble, there's a Coast Guard crew that is also risking their lives going out there and doing their best to save the day. So let's hope that something really good happens for them, and let's just think the best. I hope something good happens before the end of the week for those folks. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening.